Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. What an interesting morning this is. I see you out there. Thank you guys for calling me. It's exciting. It's stressful on my end, but it's exciting to know that you're there and waiting for the show. I'm just excited to know that we're connected. I thank you so very, very much for being patient. And I've had a family situation, and I'm traveling. And sometimes when you're traveling and doing the show, it makes it difficult to make sure that you get everything in place. So I apologize to you, and I say thank you so very much for your patience. This morning, I want to say thank God for the opportunity to be here. And, of course, as always, I'm pleased and honored to have an opportunity to speak to you, to speak to mothers and daughters all over the world. It's just every time I think about that, I get excited because I know what an opportunity that we have now that our parents didn't have a long time ago, and that is to be able to even use the telephone. You know, a long time ago, you couldn't even use the telephone. I remember when I was small, I used to go to the back porch and yell to my aunt's house way across the field. You know, that was a way of communication. Now we're on the Internet. We have cell phones and all kind of communications. And thank God for it because it brings us together on one accord and we're able to reach more people. Thank you and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host this morning at Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable. We've come together to have an honest conversation, and as I tell you, if you're not going to be honest, then you might as well not even call in because you won't be able to help. The truth. I really, really thank you guys for being patient. Let's talk a little bit this morning about our topic. Our topic today is on mothers and daughters talking about how to use unlimited access. Talking about unlimited access. That sounds small in some way, but we want to talk about it, broaden it out, and then bring it back to one main point. Unlimited access. That is a unique conversation that came to my spirit this past week. And it's dealing with being able to get unlimited access. Again, I'm Blog Talk Radio. com/ Okay, I apologize. What we're doing here now is that I see that the internet connection has been going back and forth. So I have another system going. So hopefully we can keep going and move on from there. Today our topic is mother and daughter talking about how to use their unlimited access. If you have a story pertaining to our subject today, I'd like for you to give us a call at 347-539-5078. And then click 1 to join the conversation. So today we are dealing with, I'm dealing with a situation that is not unlimited. It's the internet. It has given me a whole different type of program here today. We'll get back to our topic. And we have the switchboard completely filled this morning, and I appreciate that, knowing that you are listening and that you are interested in the topic. Mothers and daughters, unlimited access. But before we get there, let's talk a little bit about a little commercial. I just need to give you a little bit of an update. People ask me about the cruise. The cruise is going very, very well. People are calling in. They're making a reservation. The cruise is November the 12th through the 15th. We're going to the Bahamas, and we're going to a private island called Coco Cay for a day, which is just going to give a lot of fun for mothers and daughters to just hang out in an island. No commercial activity around, just a private island. Also, we're going to be able to bond and connect and look at issues between mothers and daughters. This is an adult mother and daughter cruise, 18 and above. We will have one next summer for mothers and daughters of all ages. So if you're interested in going on the cruise with us on November the 12th through the 15th, then give us a call. You can call Roberta. She's at Roberta, is at Academy Travel, and her number is 305-638-1420. It's Roberta at 305-628-1420. Thank you very much. And now, a couple weeks ago, we had a show on procrastination, so don't procrastinate. Give her a call. Make your reservation. It's only $50, and then you can pay the rest according to the arrangements you make with her. We are excited about that. I'm excited to know that people are really signing up. It's going to be fun. You're going to have a lot of education, a lot of bonding. We're going to do it early in the morning, and you're going to have plenty of time to join all of the activities on the cruise. Now, I always say we have an honest conversation, so let me just be honest with you. I just need to get myself together. I've been rushing to make sure this happens, so I need to just calm down, give me a moment, catch my breath, and then we're going to get into what we're supposed to talk about today. I will not allow someone to steal the joy from this message today. It's not going to happen. We're going to have a wonderful time, an interesting conversation, and hopefully the message is delivered as God has placed it in my heart. Okay, mothers and daughters talking about how to use their unlimited access. When we are talking about unlimited access, just the topic itself makes me very excited. I get very excited thinking about what the Lord has placed on my heart to share with you. Because it's so broad, but yet it will take you directly to the point of a great understanding of unlimited access. So when you're talking about unlimited access, you might say, what is my unlimited access? You might want to ask yourself, what is unlimited access to me? Do I have unlimited access? And if I do, how do I get it? How do I keep it? How do I make it work? Of course you have unlimited access. We were born with unlimited access. Some of us know how to do it, and some of us don't. That's why we have different degrees of economical resources. Depends upon your faith. But before I answer that question, I want to share a few thoughts with you. let's look at unlimited access and what it really means. When you're talking about unlimited, we're talking about something that is limitless. It is infinite. It is unrestricted. It is unrestrained. And in other words, you have an open-end account. You have an account that you can go in, use as you want, as much as you want, any time you want. It's unlimited. The access gives you the right of usage. It gives you admission, the right to enter. It is a way in to a certain thing. Your entrance through a door, you might say. In other words, you can retrieve whatever it is that's available within that entry or that particular door that you want to go through. As an unlimited access user, a subscriber has continuous interactive usage of a service or a thing. And you, as most of the young people can say, 24/7, you can go in, get, and come out. When a mother gives her daughter permission to use an item, that item at that time becomes the item of the daughter. So we're going to look at the item that the mother gives the daughter, and then the daughter has unlimited access to that item. Now, a lot of times, sometimes mother will give the daughter an item and then has a lot of stipulations on it. I'm giving it to you, but you can't use it here. You can't use it with this person. And there's a lot of stipulations to it. Now, that is not unlimited access because you have rules and regulations, and you really didn't give it to her. It's still yours because you want to control it. So keep in mind, we are talking about unlimited access. We are talking about giving this to a person, unconditional, full of love, and they have full kablanche on using it any way, anytime, with whom they want to. Okay? Now, the mother says to the daughter, you know, you can use it. But, you know, as long as it's in your possession, but if it's in her possession, and that's when the moment you give it to her, that item belongs to her. It's in her possession, you gave it to her, and she has the right to use it any way she wants. Now, I want you to follow me on this because I'm going to take you someplace. The daughter has infinite and unrestricted control over that item, okay? And she may not want to use it the way that you would use it. So therefore, you know, you cannot monitor it, and you can't, you know, decide that you can do this or that or the other with it. It doesn't come. You have to, it operates out of the promise of the mother giving it and giving it with full usage. Now, I'm going to use an example like a credit card. Now, when someone says, I'm going to put you on my credit card, and the mother decides, tell the daughter, I'm going to put you on my credit card. I have an 840 credit score. And that's at the top of the line, credit, meaning that the person has paid their bills on time, everything is in order, and I'm going to allow you access to come in and use my credit on your behalf. Now, the way and the only way I think a person would give that kind of access, even a mother, it's because you would look at your daughter and you would see that this daughter is responsible. This daughter would do the right thing. She's going to use it, but use it with love and use it with the intent of not to cause harm or danger, because once she does, then it affects your credit and her credit. So when you give somebody complete access to something, you are saying to them, you are now me. We are one. So wherever you are with my credit, I'm there as well. So when you use this credit card, you should always think of me because I'm there with you through that credit card. Because without me, there would be no you with that credit card with the same amount of credit. And you're talking about 800. You're talking about somebody that has worked their credit for years, have paid their bills on time, has no derogatory credit at all. That's a good score. Very few people have that score. But you are extending that credit card to your daughter, which involves having faith in her. Now, with all that being said, I just wanted you to get a picture in your mind of unlimited access and the power of it and what it means. And I wanted to use the credit card because most people can relate to the credit card, knowing that someone can take it and go and they can act. And the thing that people are doing now is what they call identity theft. People are stealing your identity. So they become you when they go to purchase or use something that has your name on it. That brings us down to our topic, the main point of the topic. Mothers, what are you doing to teach your daughter how to get unlimited access to the greatest creditor there is, the greatest giver of love and resources, which is Jesus Christ? Because Jesus said, what? It is done. Ask anything of the Father in my name and he will do it for you. But he has given you authority, just as you would have given your daughter authority to use the credit card. Jesus has given you authority to use his name, meaning that every time you use his name, you walk in the same light, you have the same credibility, you have the same faith and power and authority to access the Father as he. So unlimited credit you have. Now, why are we in different situations? It came to me because we all have different levels of faith. He says, according to your faith will it be done unto you. So if you don't believe that you can have a certain thing, then you won't. But if you have the faith to believe that you're entitled to have a certain thing, then you will. Once you've asked and you believe. But it comes with a little condition up under there, and most people forget this part, and that is you first have to have faith in God. You first have to believe that he can and that he will. And second, you have to know within your own heart that you are living according to the commandments. See, you can't just do anything, say anything, and be outside of the third, which is the most important one, love. Love your brother as you would love yourself. And Jesus says, as I have loved you. So if you're not doing those three things, it's going to hold up your representation when you go with the authority and you ask. You're not going to be heard because what? You really are not living according to those three things. And that helps you. The person that is closer to that, and when you go in with authority, whatever you ask, you shall receive. And that kind of came online. This is the discussion. I'm not saying that I have all the answers. I'm just bringing up a topic that came in my spirit this week. I always go in and I said, okay, Holy Spirit, what are we talking about this week? And it hit me. My people are lost because they don't use the accessibility that I've given them. I have given them access to the Father, and they don't use it. You know, you can cry, you can scream, you can beg, and you can have those little tantrums, which I tell people I think I was the queen of tantrums, you know, trying to make God do. Oh, Lord, when are you going to do this? Come on, Lord, I'm waiting on you. I'm a good person. What happened? And that doesn't get it. But when you really get into faith and know that you are entitled because you have authority, and when you walk boldly and say, I have authority, and I come because I have authority, and it's going to happen. So But that's the topic that I want us to talk about today. I want to talk about what have you done and share with us things that you've done to walk in that authority and the things that you have achieved because of that. I know within the last month, I have actually been using it to that level, not even doubting it, looking in my mind's eye and saying, this is it, and I don't care. That you cannot stop this because I have authority, boom, and things happen. And I'm looking at an illustration from a young man called Brother Keith Moore. He's a minister out of Missouri, Bronson, Missouri. And he did a demonstration about asking. You have authority, you ask, and then, of course, you always get a yes. God never says no. And immediately, the angels will start heading your way. But the minute you add doubt to it, and I want you to do this picture in your mind, you ask, God says yes, and then the angel says, okay, we got to go. Mary is asking for a new car. So they go, they get the car, and they head in your way. And then all of a sudden, you say, no, I don't think. No, I don't think that's, I don't think that'll work. I don't know if I can make the payments, Lord knows. You know, I might get laid off on my job. Then the angels stop. They turn around, and they head back. And then you say, oh, no. I believe God. And that's what's called wavering. And every time that you waver, the angels have to turn around, go back, come back, go back, come back. And I want to get that picture in your mind that with your daughters, mothers, whatever you say, let that be the word. Don't waver. Because then you're like the angels. You're going back and forth, and that confuses your daughter. So to bring all of this together, we're talking about unlimited access. In order to strengthen the next generation, in order to teach our daughters how to feed our grandchildren, we have got to teach them how to access unlimited resources from our Heavenly Father. And in order to do that, you can't just tell them by words alone. You have got to access something, and then you've got to show them, this is how I access, and this is what God gave me. Even if it's something that they want. There was a little girl that wanted a bicycle, and her mother said to her, I don't have the money, and she caught herself. She said, I tell you what we'll do. Let's believe God for it. And we're talking about a six-year-old little girl. Let's believe God for it. And they prayed, and they asked God to give them resources to buy her a bike. Well, the mother said to the little girl, why don't you sow seed and give one of your toys away to one of the little kids in the neighborhood? And the young girl said, okay. She gave her a toy, and that was planting a seed. And within the week, the young girl received a check in her name from someone. They went, they cashed the check, and they went and bought the bike. And her mother said to her, do you realize that you have just access to God, and you asked and he gave you that money? Now, she's going to remember that for the rest of her life. She will never forget it. She'll always use it. Whenever she needs anything, she's going to stop, she's going to plant a seed, and she's going to wait for the harvest because she knows how it works. She learned it at 6 years old. And that's what I want you to be mindful of today. Are we planting those seeds in our daughters and have to plant those seeds in our grandchildren? Now, you may say, I have a daughter, and I can't get through that girl for nothing in the world. She's not listening to me. I can't reach her. Okay. Go to your grandchildren yourself. Plant your own seeds. And seeds, you still need to plant seeds. And, of course, you all know how I am about my grandparents, so I can get on the soapbox about that. I'm going to open the line. I see people here waiting. The hands are up. We're going to 919, and I'm going to say good morning. I'm hoping that I clicked on you. I don't know what's happening, but anyway, I'll keep talking, and hopefully I can get you on. I appreciate your patience this morning, and I don't want to take away from the topic. Giving your daughter what she needs to succeed. Giving your daughter the right, the knowledge, how to go in and how to access resources to have the abundant life that she was promised. So I'm going to keep going here. This is interesting. Whenever I come up against a brick wall, you know, the internet is good, I keep saying, okay, we're going to handle this, we're going to get through it, and even if I don't get you on today, I know you're listening, I see that you're out there, and I appreciate it. Again, like I said, I had a family emergency, so I'm out of my element, and things are not working quite as smooth as they do, but I am, you know, in my element. So let's keep talking about the order. As a mother, in order to teach your daughter the Word of God and the rewards of asking, using the most powerful authorization there is, you know, it's the name of Jesus. So what we're doing here is that we're having an opportunity to look at our lives. What I would say to you is that even if I was doing counseling with you, to take a sheet of paper and sit down and write out at least 10 things that you knew at the time you were wavering in faith. Yes, it happened. You were going back and forth. You were praying. You were asking, seeking, and you could feel that one minute you believe, the next minute you were doubting, but then God delivered. And then I want you to sit down and write down 10 things that you've asked God for, and he hasn't. Because if you ask him anything in faith, he will give it to you. And I bet you can't find a thing that he has not said yes to and has not delivered to you. That's the hard part. You have not found one thing that he has, that you've asked for, and that he's not delivered. Because there's no way. The word does not change. Whatever it is, and the way it was years and years and centuries ago, it is still the same. If you ask, believe, you will receive. But the access part, and I think what really got to me with that was that it just, a light bulb went off in my head. And I'm thinking, how many times have we entered a conversation with someone and say, you know what, my credit is bad, and da, 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 da. If I just had someone that could co-sign for me, you know, I could get this car. And they come to someone that they know that have the authority to grant them access. And they will go and ask man or woman to give them access to their credit, which they have had faith in, to pay their bills and to meet their obligations, rather than go to God using the authorization of Jesus to get the same credit. We will go to man and ask man for help before we will go to God. And I'm thinking, because we were taught that way, because we were taught to go to the bank and to borrow money, we were taught to, in order to get something, we must look at our checks, our income, And then we measure from that income if you could afford to get a house, if you could afford to get a car, if you could afford to send your kids to college. Everything is measured around the check that you bring in, which is ties you right back to your employer, but never beyond that. They are not your source. And I'm not saying this is what everybody does. I'm just saying this is the scenario that came up into my mind. I don't know who this is for. It certainly is for me in some instances as well, because there's nothing that I talk about that excludes me. Because I tell people, if you want to learn something, then you teach something. Whatever you teach, you better believe you're teaching yourself. So when I'm here on Saturday mornings and I'm talking about a particular subject, believe you me, I am the greatest learner in the group, because I do the research and I get the, oh, wow, okay, Lord. And then I come on and I try to share with you what God has shown me. So I don't come with all the answers. I don't have the perfect situation. That's why we call it the Mother and Daughter Roundtable. That's why we open it up for discussion. And I apologize again. I can't really get you on. There's something going on, but I know you're there. I see your hands up, and I appreciate it. So you can see the difference in the dynamics when we have an exchange of conversation, because it is a Mother and Daughter Roundtable, and it is about the intro conversation, and it is about the ongoing conversation around that roundtable. I had a young lady said to me, she said, Dr. Fletcher, she said, you know, I don't think people really understand when you said the roundtable. I said, well, you know, it's just like your girlfriends. I think most people get it. Because when I say just sit back, relax, get your favorite drink, you know, call your girlfriends, I envision that this program will start getting groups of mothers and daughters getting together at someone's house, sitting at the table, and just round tables of mothers and daughters listening to the topic and calling in, getting involved in the conversation, and then once the radio program is over, then that conversation should continue into that roundtable, and it should really bless and broaden the mind of the people that are sitting there. It should be a discussion topic for the next few hours. And just so happened last week, after the show, a lady called me maybe about 3 or 4 hours later, and she said to me that she was on the show. She had a friend that was on the show, and it was a girlfriend of hers that she had not seen and hadn't talked to in 20 years. And somehow or another, they connected, and she said, I want you to listen to the show. The lady was there. She listened, and they spoke 3 hours after the show discussing the topic. And I was like, wow, then people are getting it. They are getting it. We have a group of men that are out there. We have an advocate that's out there, soliciting men that are listening. So they are getting the roundtable concept, but more importantly, they're getting the message of the mother and daughter relationship and how important that relationship is to the family. If we don't heal the relationships between mothers and daughters, the world is going to get weaker and weaker. And you wonder why. And someone said to me, why are you doing this show? And I told them, I said, you know, I was chosen. I was chosen in 1982. To do mother and daughter bonding network. And I didn't realize that's what it was. It started off with God telling me, I want you to teach people how I communicate with them. And I do it one of two ways. I go through the intro conversation, which is that conversation within your mind, or I come through man. So either way, that's your communication process to God. Now, when he says, I will never leave you, that means that that conversation It's connected to your spirit, and that spirit is connected to God, which will never detach. The body may die, but the spirit will always live. So you're always connected. And even if you're in a coma, you will be able to communicate with God because your interconversation is in place. And if you realize, I don't care what nationality you are, what size, shape, color, it doesn't matter. Each human being that's placed on this earth has an interconversation. You think about that. If everybody has one, it's got to be the key. And I'm here to tell you, it is the key. It is the key, because that's how God speaks to you, through that conversation. So you put that aside, and then you go to man. Man, sometimes when God is speaking to you through the conversation and you don't get it, then you will send man to come and say a word to you, and you will know if it's God because you will feel it in your spirit. It's a confirmation when man brings it to you. It is the reality when God brings it through the interconversation. So you have an opportunity to always have access to God through your interconversation. And I did that from 1982 to 1999. And then it was redefined because I was doing it in the corporate world. I was doing corporate training women in public housing, doing workshops, and everything was based around what I call MIC, M-Y-I-C, managing your intra-conversation. And in 1999, then God gave me what he said was my final assignment. I will do nothing else. This is it for me. Mothers and daughters, that's it. And I'm to use the same concept. So when I'm working with mother and daughter groups and I come and I speak, the first thing we do is the mic portion of the session, because I have to get you to understand that your words are so powerful, that your words create, because you are in the image of God. Whatever you say will reproduce a thing. So you have to be careful with what you say, because you will get it back. You may say, you know, every time I see this person, I just get a headache. Well, every time you see that person, you're going to get a headache. Whatever you say, or you get on my last nerve, whatever that is, you know, every once in a while something will just hit you and you won't even know what it is. It's that boomerang effect coming back to you. Well, now I have an opportunity to do it with mothers and daughters. In 1999, I started Mother and Daughter. So now we're talking about the intro conversation. And this particular week, with all of that coming around, it came to me with that conversation, with those words, with the right words and the faith behind those words, you have access to me. And whatever you ask me for, you shall have. If you have a daughter out there that you feel that you can't reach, or you have a mother out there that you can't reach, use the right words. Don't use "one day, I hope," or "maybe," but you want to say, "My mother and I have a very loving, trusting, and honest relationship. And I know it may not be that at the moment, but that's what you say." Because remember, your words are going to bring back whatever you say. So speak a thing as it is, as it's not, because it will be. Whatever you say, even though it's not at that moment, just use your imagination like a child. A child will pretend that he or she is a doctor, a lawyer, an Indian chief. And it becomes real, because what you're doing, you're dealing with your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind will record everything that you say. That's why you get the effects of it, because it will play it back at some given time. So if you say, I have a loving, trusting, honest relationship with my mother, my daughter, my sister, my friend, and continue to say that and continue to say that. It's going to condition your mind. You're going to look at them different, and no matter what they've done or said to you, it will disappear. Love will take over, and before you know it, you are speaking with that person as if that never happened. You have the power in your words to access anything you want. And a lot of times when you say access, people say, oh, I want money and I want this. Money is over to the side. That will come. You get love. Access the love of God. And everything else will come into your life, the peace, the joy, the happiness, the relationships. Because if we don't save our mothers and daughters, we're in trouble with the next generation. And when they come together, the world is going to make a shift. And that's where we're headed. That's my mission. I'm trying to gather as many mothers and daughters as I can to listen, to get in their hearts. Woman. Another human being, may it be a daughter or a son. That's the power that he gave you. He gave you power. But in giving you that power, he also wants you to access the knowledge and the information that is pertaining to that individual. And if you think about it, for 9 months you carry the child. You don't have to do anything. You are not doing anything. That child is growing inside of you, and that child will come out regardless if you have a hospital, regardless of whether you have insurance or not. That child will be born. So that shows you that God is in control. So when that child come out, you must ask, okay, you've given me the responsibility of this child. What do you want me to do? I'm pleading with you. Use your words and access and teach your daughter so that she can teach the next generation and the world will make a shift. God bless you. Thank you for your patience. You got through it. And I look forward to seeing you next Saturday morning. I will be in my element if God blesses and nothing happens. And I'm believing that, and I'm speaking that I will. So I'll be there. Have a great weekend, a great week. Bye-bye.